This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chain restaurant in your house, which one do you choose? Now, I thought of this question because, well, you have the Devontae Adams ads with the Taco Bell, but did you see what happened with Bobby Witt?
I mean, after he avoided an injury scare? I did not.
Okay, so Bobby Witt is a superstar shortstop for my Kansas City Royals.
I'm jealous. He's a very good player.
We finally got one right, Schultzy.
Gave him the money, too. Good job.
Yeah, they had to. whiffed on so many of them. They had to finally give the one that was good.
I feel like Mike Sweeney, like your highest contract until that point.
I don't know.
It was that or like...
Yeah, that was a pretty big contract.
Who was your left fielder?
When?
Fan favorite when you won the World Series?
Alex Gordon?
Yeah, I feel like he got a bunch of money too.
Yeah, he was overrated, but he helped us win a title, so...
He did.
Listen, the reason I'm bringing this up, Bobby Witt got married, I think it was this past offseason, and apparently he has a deal with Whataburger.
Oh, no way.
And so at his wedding, and he said that Whataburger is the one that reached out to him about this. And I don't know how his bride signed off on this, but she did.
Because it was paid for, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it was no skin. Yeah, but still, I don't think they need to worry about money. The guy just signed a $500 million contract or whatever.
Maybe he's got a cheap wife. I don't know.
And she's now getting a part of that or a piece of that. But, women, you know, don't mess with women on their wedding day. Like, you can't just go all willy-nilly and say, hey, here's what I'm going to do for you, and they're okay with it. You know, you got to run it by the boss, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, burgers on a wedding day would be something many women would agree to.
And that's
willingly.
What I mean.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what happened was, Whataburger came to Bobby Witt and Mrs. Witt, or the soon-to-be Mrs. Witt, and said, hey, we're going to make the Whataburger, and we are going to put a restaurant... We're going to build a restaurant at your wedding. And they did. So they got married, and there's video of you. You can see them building the restaurant out. They had five different menu items. They had seating for people, all the drunks. And it was a big hit, and they called it the Whataburger.
Okay, that's really freaking cool. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. And they put a new they had the employees over there and everything. They put it in for his wedding. And that's what led me, which is pretty rad, by the way. That's what led me to this question. Any chain restaurant can't be a standalone. Not necessarily at your wedding. Although we could do the wedding one too. What restaurant would you want at your wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And what restaurant would you want at your house? Now, I am going down the road of a good breakfast diner.
Oh, okay.
For the house.
I like that.
Yeah, because I love a good breakfast. I crave that more than anything. Now, I'm guessing that if you had this in your house, you wouldn't eat there every day. Because if you did, depending on which restaurant you chose, you'd weigh 8,000 pounds.
I mean, that's fair. So tempting, though. It's right there.
I know. So you probably would eat there a lot. So you got to be careful. Like, with a big steakhouse, like, I mean, are you really doing that every night? You really doing that every night?
I don't know. I mean, that's... You could get, like, a petite sirloin one night and get the tomahawk the next night. You don't have to go with the same thing every damn time.
Yeah. So what are you choosing?
I mean, if you're asking me, like, what would I want access to all the time, like, an In-N-Out burger would be amazing.
Love
me
some In-N-Out. Burger shop.
Good In-N-Out with a good
milkshake.
Maybe
a little steak, what do they call it? Shake Shack.
Oh, see, yep, I think you actually just
nailed
it.
Shake Shack in the
house? I think Shake Shack. I think my wife and I would both kill to have a Shake Shack in our house.
What would you put at your wedding?
A pizza place, probably.
Pizza, or like I could see a taco truck of some sort.
I feel like pizza's a tiny bit classier, though. Like, you can get away with doing pizza at a wedding.
Is it?
There was a beautiful vineyard, I think it's just north of McMinnville, that my buddy got married, actually one of my best men got married at. And their really, really nice dinner was, you know, artisan pizza cooked on the wood stove, or the brick stove, excuse me, and like white and red wine. So it was very classy.
Right.
Not like Domino's. I'm not saying, like, you know, like, go try your new stuffed crust pizza at Domino's.
Is Domino's still better than it was?
Probably not.
I haven't had Domino's in years.
But they just added stuffed crust pizza, so people ran to them.
Do you like
I'm
stuffed
sure.
crust?
Yes, that's one of my favorite foods. If you ask me, Jordan, what's in your last meal, a slice of stuffed crust pizza would probably be in there.
You're a simple man.
Yeah, give me. I need a lobster roll too, but I appreciate
that. Why?
Give me some surf and turf along with my stuffed crust pizza.
Text on this: I'm taking a McMinimins for the constant access to overpriced burgers, nostalgia, and above average beer.
I like that text. That's
a McMinimins in your house. How about? And then he said maybe they can spruce my place up a bit too.
Hey,
with their decor.
I mean, I like their Cajun tots. Love McMinimins Cajun tots.
Yeah, McMinimins is all right. That would not. I tell you what. Of all the chains to have at your house, that's not a bad one. It's not someplace I want to eat all the time, but McMinimins hits a spot on certain occasions, you know, at certain times. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, I think it's not usually well lit, which I like. I kind of like the dark basement feel. So
we've got, let's see here, Safeway Supermarket Deli, a little bit of everything. That's an interesting one.
Actually, no. Back in the day, I don't know if they still make good sandwiches, but the sandwiches at the Safeway Deli were clutch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking like when I was like 16, 17 years old, so this was 20 years ago, but I did used to frequent the Safeway Deli for a sandwich. Love me a good sandwich.
I tell you, I'm a little bougier, and plus it's down the street from my house. The Zupans.
Oh, I love Zupans. Dude, I just don't have one close to me.
They're what do you call it? Like the hot case?
Oh, yeah, the hot eats, yeah.
Dude.
It kills New Seasons, because New Seasons has a good one, but...
It's not the hot... I don't know what these are called. So you got the hot foods, and you've also got, like, the salads and the salmon. Like,
it's just the deli.
The deli.
Just the deli.
Give me the Zupan's deli.
Yeah.
Dude, they got good stuff in there.
Damn right they do. Oh, my God. I think I picked up, the last time I went to Zupan's, which was a few months ago, it was like a cheese and pepperoni like pocket, but it was almost like a piece of pie just layered over itself over and over again. It was amazing. Like, Zupan's has the best stuff.
Is it like a calzone?
Yes, but fancier. Like, it was, I can't describe
tell
it
you other, what.
Like, it was good.
Zoops knows what it's doing.
They do.
Over there.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Then you have, somebody said Thirsty Lion. Shout out to Mike Lynch and his favorite spot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thirsty Lion's good.
I have a Thirsty Lion near Washington Square. It's the closest one to me. I like to go there.
A little something for everyone. Yeah. We used to eat that Washington Square one all the time.
They had a good happy hour. I just haven't been in a while to happy hour there, but they used to have a good one.
Here's one that says, don't know a chain, but give me a sushi conveyor belt. Track around the whole house. How about that?
There's actually a really cool one in Beaverton that opened up recently. They have a robot bringing you drinks. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah, it rolls out. It's like, here you go.
Those sushi conveyor belts are dangerous.
This one has some high-quality food. But, yeah, if you go to the wrong one, you're not wrong. You could end up taking the wrong kind of gamble there.
Another text says, I take Gordon Ramsay, any restaurant chain he owns, with the reservation that when the doorbell rings, I can check my Ring doorbell and tell Ramsay either let him in and feed him or tear him a new one.
I like that. I love watching Gordon Ramsay flip out on people. I'll go watch old Kitchen Nightmares episodes every once in a while just to see that.
Ooh, what about Din Tai Fung?
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah. Multiple options. Yeah, I could deal with that.
A lot of people mentioning Steakhouse.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of Ruth's Chris. And they got.
It would be good for your decor in your house.
It's true. They got great salads. I mean, at a steakhouse, any kind of steakhouse, really. Like, they got great dressings. They got really good vegetables.
Do I get access to that wine list? Because that's a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
but
say.
But I have to pay for it.
Well, because, yeah, well.
See,
yeah,
I'm gonna go broke.
That's the deal. So you gotta pay for everything in your house. This restaurant in your house isn't just giving stuff to you for free.
Yeah, you gotta pay for it.
All right.
That's why I'm going like I'm going simple on you, dude. I'm going like Elmer's or something.
Oh, I love Elmer's.
Like an old Village Inn.
Yeah,
dude, I'm doing that.
Elmer's Perkins is better than the old Village Inn.
Let's go.
Are you a Diner Coffee guy? I love Diner Coffee.
Yeah.
My wife and I just went to Biscuits for brunch on Sunday, and Diner Coffee. I could pour that down my gullet.
Dusty would have a Victor Rico's in his house.
Yes, he would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They got good breakfast burritos there.
Do they?
They do.
I still haven't been to Victor Rico's.
That's a good 24/7 place. You could get your quesadilla. Oh. You could get your regular burrito. You can get your, your breakfast burrito.
Get all housed.
Absolutely. Come home at 2 a.m. It's right here. Give me 5 crispy tacos, please.
Yeah. You wake up to the smell of diner coffee and sizzling bacon. Come on, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I could live that life.
I'm on my own for dinner, but...
Although I'd probably be so fat. Seriously, if it's diner-style food, because they usually use a lot of butter to cook it with, it's not very healthy.
No, that's true. You got to be careful.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the steakhouse, they got great veggies. They got good salads. I could maybe, do a different spin on something the next night and not eat as unhealthy.
What's the name of that... Gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Something tomato. Sweet Tomatoes? You remember Sweet Tomatoes?
I do remember Sweet Tomatoes. A little buffet style, but it was a fancier buffet.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad in your house.
God, that's a throwback, Rob. I haven't eaten there since high school. I mean, I think they're gone. I think they died off, but...
Yeah, I think they are gone.
When they were there, yeah.
Well, because you could eat a little healthier in there if you wanted.
Exactly.
A lot of different options.
That's true.
Not that expensive.
Actually, highly underrated, I would... probably take this in my house if they still had them. Any kind of pizza buffet. So like not like just the pizza, but like a salad bar. And there is like an old, I don't know if you remember when the Pizza Huts used to do like a salad bar and pizza buffet for lunch.
Do I ever?
Oh my God. Like that, we have lost some good things along the way here in America. And that was one of them.
That's a top 5 RIP.
Right?
I mean, I think they might still be around, but I haven't seen one in a long time.
They are few. Okay, I mean, as far as any salad bars at a pizza place, I know there's a place in Lincoln City that still has one, the Gallucci's out there. but then, like, all the Round Tables, which I think were the local places that had salad bars, I think after COVID, they closed them all up.
I'm telling you, and this may be the Kansas coming out of me, but that freaking Pizza Hut buffet, dude, change your life.
Oh, I agree. No, hands down, Rob.
It was so good.
And on the YouTube, I know you're not from here, Rob, but did you ever eat at Izzy's after you moved out here from Salina?
Never been to Izzy's.
So Izzy's was the best pizza, chicken, and I'm talking like you could get like any kind of cut of chicken there. We're talking fried chicken. They had chicken breast sandwiches for you, like any, like grilled.
I thought Izzy's was pizza.
They've got pizza, but they've got everything. They had JoJo's, they had salad, and pizza. Pizza was just one of many things.
They had a buffet, yeah.
Oh, it was so good. And cinnamon rolls. Ice cream, too, for dessert out of the soft serve dispenser. I miss them.
A couple people saying Godfather still has the buffet, and that's okay.
Okay.
I've been to a Godfather's buffet, but I'm telling you, it could not hold a candle to the old pizza slut. Man, that was so good.
Yeah, there was one pretty close to my house in
Pizza
high school.
Hut, I don't know who... It's like a casino, right? When you, in casinos, like, they don't give you clocks. They make it hard for you to find the bathrooms. Like, like everything is by design.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut was that way, with the red cups and the table.
Yeah, the wood, the dark wood.
Yes,
yeah.
in the white and red checkered tablecloths
or
whatever.
Yeah, their logo, yeah.
And their O Food... The Pac-Man in the corner and the little mints. Like, dude, it was just... I don't know why I have bone.
We don't go out... we don't go out to eat enough anymore. We all stay at home and, you know, get everything delivered to us now, so... And
me,
buffets.
I'm always out. I love to eat out.
I love to eat out, too.
It's one of my favorite things.
I'm not talking about, like, you or I. I guess I'm just talking about in general. No, my wife and I love to go out as
well. Yeah, you're talking about the plebes.
Yeah. Anybody that doesn't want to leave since the pandemic. There's a lot of those.
A lot of shut-ins now?
Yeah, a lot more than there were before. They just rely on all those delivery services and virtual meetings, and yeah.
I don't know. Some of the fun of dining is being out, the server, the camaraderie, you know, the conversation.
Exactly. Being amongst the people.
The wine. I'm notorious for just hanging out at a table, and I know that pisses restaurants off, but I'll try to take care of them as best I can.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just I don't want to be rushed. I like to sip a drink.
You'd be a fun customer, though.
Have a conversation. Yeah. I'd like to think I would be.
No, see, like, there are people that if you took up a table, I'm sure it's fine. Like, there are a-holes that take up tables, and you're just like, all right, get the
and
F
then
out
they
of
just
the
sit there.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they don't try to take care of the
and
servers.
They don't keep ordering things. And
yeah,
they don't tip,
and they're not even in a good mood. It's like, well, then why are you effing
here, just
bro?
Leave.
Yeah, get the hell out.
No, that's fair. But I like to be... That's why I like to eat late, so we can just close her down. They don't need to turn the table over, and so we can just hang out.
Yeah.
Order a couple extra desserts. Maybe some dessert wine. Maybe some grappa. Huh? What do you call it? Port.
Oh.
I order port from time to time.
A little port? Okay. So you're a port guy.
I like to indulge.
I know. I can tell. So do I. I just don't go port.
What do you have for... What's your go-to after-dessert drink?
The sweetest bourbon that they've got.
Yeah. Bourbon, huh?
Yeah, and it's just... It's not like... I don't want the bite on it because it's dessert, so I would like to add a little bit of sweetness, so...
Okay.
Although one time, a restaurant kind of swindled my wife and I, brought out the bar cart, and we ended up paying $50 for a shot when we didn't really know what we were buying, so...
You got swindled.
Yeah, we did. We were young. We were stupid. We didn't understand what we were doing. Man, the waitress really loved that.
Did you tip her?
Yeah, we had to. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to be
that
the one to go up.
7 and 9. Bull.
Can't go up to the, like, whoever the hell's running the place that night and be like, yeah, like, no, it just looks bad.